Hi, friends. Here's my question. Do you think of yourself as an empath or an empathetic person? Most women would probably say yes. In some ways, I can be pretty strict on my students and my kids. But inside, I have that heart that breaks or feels compassion when I see something sad or someone that needs my help. Do you experience that also? Last week, we had pulled up into our parking space on Sunday morning, a parking space by the church, and we were about to get out and go to teach our Sunday school classes. It is not uncommon in the area in which our church building stands to sometimes see homeless people. And a homeless man was walking down the street toward our church building with a shopping cart. But what arrested my attention is that he had one shoe. I don't know if I've seen too many people in my life walking around with one shoe. And it immediately broke my heart. And I said to my husband, that man has one shoe. And he was not as visibly upset by it as I was. But I have thought about that man several times through the week. That man had one shoe. And immediately my mother heart was hurting for that man. Now, there have been times, I hate to admit this, that because I have that natural instinct for compassion, that I have used that as a measuring stick for my spirituality. I have thought, well, I just have this compassion like Jesus, so that must make me close to the Lord. Other people that don't have that amount of compassion just aren't as Christ-like. Now, of course, I would never say that out loud, and I hate to admit that it is even a thought that I may have had. I'm only being humble enough to admit this because probably all women have felt that way at some point. And here's what I want to say about it. End of the story. Did I get out of my vehicle and go over and speak to the man, give him some money to buy new shoes? Did I give him a tract? Did I talk to him about the Lord? Did I give him some food? Did I do anything about that sense of compassion that I felt toward him? And here's the worst part. No, I didn't. I felt sorry about it. I've thought of him since. I prayed for him, and I went and taught my Sunday school class. Is that Christ-like? I don't think so. I don't think that's what Jesus would have done. He brought that man across my path, and I did nothing about it except think badly for him. If our compassion does not lead us to an action, then the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. So that spirit of compassion that we have is really useless to us if it does not move us to an action that helps someone. Now, my husband, on the other hand, is very steady, very even, hardly shows any emotion at all. He has the perfect personality to be a business owner. Which is what he is, and he makes so many decisions every day, which I could never do with all my emotional thinking, but he is perfectly suited for the job that God has given him to do. Has his lack of emotion made me feel on the inside before, at some point, oh, he doesn't care as much as I care? Unfortunately, I have to say yes again. And I'm telling on myself because I think I may not be the only one. So ladies, just a little thought today, and I'm willing to throw my own self under the bus because this might be kind of common. We may feel like that compassionate nature we have is somehow making us Christ-like. And the truth is, it's not unless we do something about it. It's also not making us better than others that don't have that emotional, natural compassion. I think about my husband, like I said, he systematically gives to orphanages around the world to help orphans, fatherless, to Christian organizations. He doesn't do that with emotion. He doesn't do that because, oh, he feels bad, so now I'll throw some money at it. No, he has it in the budget through his business to systematically do that. I guess I'm bragging on him, but I want to be like him in this. His emotion doesn't set off his good deeds. His good deeds are scheduled and planned and on purpose, and so much more happens because he's not living off of his emotion and waiting for that to have him do something good for someone else. So I believe it is a great and a sweet gift from God to have that compassionate nature. But that in itself is no indicator of spirituality or Christianity or anything. Even when we're witnessing to someone, if they don't show emotion but they accept the Lord, that doesn't make them less saved than if they break out into tears and are so glad to be saved. So that is not an indicator. Works is an indicator of our faith being put in action. Our faith being used when we feel that compassion, it leads us to do something for someone. That's when that is a good thing to have. Just a thought for today, now that I've totally told on myself. I hope you all have a great week. Let's remember, walk in love, loving God through loving others.